Sat 97. Chris Brown is here if you're just tuning in. How is it weird for you to hear a Rihanna song on the radio at this point?
Nah, not at all. Like, before, like, I just used to hear it all the time, so I hear it all the time now. Like, and I like the record, so it's nothing.
Right.
It's not like I'm like, whatever. It's nice. It's actually great.
The record.
Yeah.
Run This Town. And she just, so weird, right before our interview, she released the new song.
Yeah.
Which is dark. What is it called? Russian Roulette?
Russian Roulette, yeah.
Oh. Is that the slow one?
It's slow. Yeah. And intense.
Neo. Yeah, Neo be right.
Oh, is that Neo? Neo wrote that?
Yeah, I think so.
And then I did hear... I have people who work at Good Morning America who told me she's about to do her interview, her first interview.
Oh wow!
Did you hear that?
Nah, you know me. I can't be nowhere near. So
you don't have to speak to her.
I've been like, I'm going the other way.
Are you concerned about her doing an interview and speaking about everything?
Not at all. I mean, I think what it is, what was done is done. What's said is said. What has happened is happened.
Mm.
So I mean, nothing could bring me down more than as low as I've been. So,
Do you think it's gonna be? Because from what I heard, to be honest, I heard that it's not a bad light. That it's not what people might expect.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how she feels anymore. But I felt like at the time, I mean, if you care about somebody, you don't want to see them hurting, and I definitely don't want to see her hurting.
Right. Definitely hearing you say that you still love her on Larry King stuck with me.
Feelings are feelings, and like they don't go away overnight, and they don't just disappear. Especially if you sit down and be like, "Look, I'm gonna really be in this relationship with you, past whatever the case, past our busy schedule, past whatever it is, us being two of the biggest artists." Like, I really care about it. So,
are you gonna be able to move on? Like, how do you even begin to date or anything? How do you even approach dating now?
I mean, dating, I'm taking my time right now. Like, I'm not saying I won't, but it's just like, I'm back to square one. When you used to ask me, do I got a girl?
That was the most exciting part of our old interviews.
Yeah, like, it's like,
who,
right now.
Who do you like now, Chris? Now it's like a...
I mean, I'm never going to stop loving women. it's definitely, I'm going to take my time right now, because at the end of the day, I don't want to rush into nothing serious and make a mistake. Not saying as far as whatever the situation is,
right.
It's just rushing to things.
Yeah, you need to do that.
I mean, and at the end of the day, I still got feelings for Shorty, so it's just like, I'm not saying I'm trying to get back with her, it's just that, like,
you still have feelings. Like,
I gotta get over the hump, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta get over it. So, do you expect everybody to forgive you?
Not at all. Like, I don't expect people to up and jump, like, okay, we love you again. No, I feel like it's a lot of work for me to do. I mean, I go down the street sometimes, and I'll go to different places, and like I hear people yell out certain things, and like they're just obnoxious. And the this is the funny thing to me, and this is for anybody that wants to hate or they feel that much pain in their heart towards me. This is what I say: if you take the time out in your day to focus on hating me or focus on hating on anyone that's not directly in your situation or whatever, you're doing the same thing as loving them, because you're focusing the same amount of energy you would on loving that person.
Right. So people just shouting stuff at you in the street?
Basically, like with people, like I've dealt with situations when people have said like rude things or yelled out stuff.
Like just in regular life, going to the movies, going
going to movies, going whatever. But I have a lot of supporters, like a lot of fans and a lot of people that still support me. But you get the ones out of those crowds that do say rude stuff and have their opinions. I mean, and I respect their opinions on how they feel. I just feel like it is what it is. I'm gonna continue to live my life and do what I need to do. So at the end of the day,
so because you saying you were trying to do things to mend, make amends. What are you doing?
Well, basically what I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of different things with the Genesee Centers, domestic violence facilities. I've already visited a lot of those and went and visited some of the people and talked to different like people about the centers. And I'm going to look forward to helping a lot of the centers out and doing right. You know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of good. And I don't need anybody to give me a pat on the back or tell me I'm doing a good job, because at the end of the day, I'm doing it out of my heart, and it's not just to get a good response from people. So
that's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. other than the corporate Chris Brown or the one TMZ puts on.
Jesus, we got to keep you off the internet a little bit, I'm thinking.
I know.
I feel like you didn't want the internet a little bit too much.
I'm on it too much, right?
And Tina's like, and yeah.
My manager be like, yo, you got to get off that Twitter. I stay on it. Like, everybody, my mom, everybody tell me to get off the Twitter. But, I mean, I feel like that's my direct line to my friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they can't hear me, or they can only see my videos or something like that, when they want to know what I'm thinking or what I'm doing, they can go to my Twitter, so...
And there's a fan appreciation tour here. I see here. When does that happen?
November 14th. That's the first date. So I think it's in Houston. Yeah. Mm. So we started in Houston, but I think the last date is in New York. Yeah. It's
right.
That's what y'all. Yeah. So the last date is. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that. But it's gonna be crazy.
Are you gonna be doing interviews and promo tour and all of that?
Interviews? Yeah. To a degree, but I think you only get the juicy interview. I had to give you because
are you gonna talk about this? I think this
was the last one that I think, even with the Larry King, I didn't personally want to do the Larry King thing, like, because I didn't really want to talk about it at all. But it is a thing that people have to know or whatever. Mm-hmm. But with you, like, Hot 97, I always come to Hot 97 every time I'm in New York, and y'all like blasting me off from day one. So I was like, look, the first radio interview and the last interview, I'm going to talk about this, and it's done. So, and I just want to put it past me, but I'm not going to put it in the past, like block it out of my mind. I'm going to focus on what it was and learn from it. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to, this interview will be the last time I really speak on the subject.
I understand that, because you want to move forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm praying for you, kiddo.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely uphill. This is a battle. This is an uphill road that you're going to be on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope you find your way, and I hope you've learned, and I hope people also can learn from
definitely
your mistakes.
Yes.
Is there anything you would want to tell people? Like, what do you say to somebody who's listening who maybe been a fan and, you know, and have been there for you?
Yeah.
And have been disappointed and have been let down.
Yeah.
And I said this, and I'm sorry, I hope you know, I tweeted you, I DM'd you this on Twitter, because it was honest. But I tweeted, it was like, it's like when a family member does something that you're not happy with them for doing.
Yeah.
You're mad at them. And you're disappointed and you're upset, but you still got, they're still your family. You still got love for them. And I'm sure there's fans. I'm sure you have fans that have, even though been upset and mad, you know, I'm sure they've been with you.
Yeah. Well, definitely, I would definitely say I thank you guys, and I won't let you down anymore. So, like, I know it's been a hump. It's been a long road. It's been a lot of struggle right now, and I think at the end of the day, it's you guys' energy that's going to keep me going and keep me making this great music and inspiring the world. So I thank everybody, and I love you. So thank you.
That's it. Thanks, Chris. DJ Enough, all you, baby. It's Hot 97. I love you.